Welcome back. Game time. 1620 The Zone, 1620thezone.com. Of course, the 1620 The Zone mobile app. Mike Schaefer going to stop by in about 10 minutes from now. Verz is going to stop by in the 1 o'clock hour. Going to be at Werner Park tomorrow. We'll catch up with Danny Woodhead. We're going to catch up with Andy Kindy. We're also going to catch up with Robin Washit. We got a bunch of different things to dive into. They had the big trade that went down with James Harden and Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook and who was going to go where and all that stuff. And so over the weekend, I think it was Friday, you had the big trade go down between Oklahoma City and Houston. And for me, I'll tell you what, the chemistry between James Harden and Chris Paul must have been beyond repair. It must have been beyond repair. Because I think on paper, this trade was a mistake. I've been consistent in saying that the one team that needed to just run it back is Houston. While everybody's changing and doing all these things, Houston, pretty darn good, wasn't changing anything, and they were right there. It almost felt like they were chopping down this tree, and they don't realize that they're like maybe one chop away from this tree coming down, and they just quit. They blow it up. Because think about it. As they were constructed, they were way closer than people thought to winning a title. 2018 Western Conference Final. Chris Paul gets hurt, has to miss the final two games, and then in Game 7, they missed 27 straight threes. And I think they would have won the title that year. Even this year. Listen, it came down to a final few games in the regular season that shaped the bracket and the seeding. I think if Houston's on the opposite side of Golden State, I think they would have made it to the finals, and I think they would have beat Toronto. And listen, they kind of just ran into an all-time fourth quarter performance from Steph Curry in Game 6. So I've been consistent in saying, like, I feel like they were the one team that needed to just run it back. But there clearly was a lot of chemistry issues between Harden and Chris Paul. And if the chemistry is that bad, I get it. I get it. And so now you have Russell Westbrook and James Harden on the same team. And for me, I just don't see how it works on the floor. You have two ball dominant, biggest ball hogs in the league on the floor with each other at the same time. You can't, like, think about the way Russell Westbrook plays. And then think about the way James Harden plays. They can't both play like that. You know what I mean? You can't both dominate every possession, make every decision, have the ball in your hands the whole possession. You can't do that. And it also can't be, you know what doesn't work long term? My turn, your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn, your turn. Whose turn is it? Hey, Russ, I had last possession and I dribbled it for 20 seconds. It's your turn now, right? All right, there you go. Now hold on, Russ. It was you did it last time. Now it's my turn to dribble for 20 seconds. I mean, that's not how basketball doesn't work like that. And so, inevitably, someone has to fall back. Who's falling back? You tell me, James Harden. This is James Harden's city. It's James Harden's franchise. You tell me, James Harden's falling back? And then you're telling me Russell Westbrook's going to change when he's played? This guy doesn't change. I mean, Russ is going to play off the ball? Like, how's he going to play? Like, he's not a good three-point shooter. He's been under 30% for the last 5 years. He's not a good three-point shooter.
No.
Chris Paul, like, here's what's hard about this. If you're saying, Nick, right now, on July 15th, 2019, who's better, Chris Paul or Russell Westbrook? Russell Westbrook's better. But that doesn't mean that Russell Westbrook's a better fit with Harden in Houston than Chris Paul is. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think, yes, who's better, Westbrook or Paul right now? Westbrook is. But Chris Paul is a better spot-up shooter. And I think Chris Paul is a better versatile defender. He can guard more different positions. And the way they want to play, they want to switch 1 through 4. It's going to be harder with Russ.
We have the same concern about the team, but two different reasons. I honestly think that part of the reason why Russ didn't change is because
he didn't have to.
It was his team.
Yeah, you could be yes.
It was his team, so he felt like maybe people should change towards him. So I'm open. I'm a little bit open minded. I'm not like he's going to. I'm a little bit open minded about that. I don't think D'Antoni is the coach for these two.
Right.
That's my big concern.
I just feel like they're going to have to change the way they play.
100%.
Guys, I mean, again, Russ is not going to stand and watch Harden the whole game.
Dribble, 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 dribble.
And Harden's not going to stand and watch Russ the whole game.
It's not going to, yeah.
And both these guys have won MVPs playing their style. You know what's hard to do is get someone to change while they haven't had a bunch of team success, they've been wildly successful individually.
100%.
And I just don't see what it's going to look like on the floor. And ultimately, like, I don't feel like some people, like, I didn't see this trade. Some people look at this trade and go, oh, man, now Houston's a big contender. I don't think they're closer to being a contender than they were already. And if not, I think they're maybe even like, I don't necessarily want to take him totally down a peg, but maybe.
So on Wednesday, you named your top five. You gave your power rankings top five. You said Houston was before fourth. The trade, and I blew up.
Yeah.
So with the trade, do they come down out of your top five?
Because
now they have to switch some stuff
up. Now they have
up.
To figure it out.
Yeah.
Now they have to change how they're playing. And I don't see how those two guys are going to coexist. I'm not so sure they don't fall. They're definitely not moving up in my top five. You know what I mean? Everything I maybe flip flop like the Warriors and the Rockets, but I wouldn't. I don't know. They might be. I just don't see how they fit on the floor together. Because again, it can't be your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn. Can't do that.
No,
you can't play like that.
No. And for those that are like, oh, they've played together before. These are two totally different players from when they were on the same team in OKC.
Totally.
Totally different
players. James is coming off the bench.
Yeah.
And since that point, both have won MVPs. Both have become faces of franchises. So I would argue KD was the face of the franchise.
Agreed.
When the three of them were together. And then Harden leaves. He becomes the face of the franchise. And KD leaves. Russell becomes the... And listen, both these guys maybe are at a point in their life where they need each other.
Big facts, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're like... Harden and everything blew up with Chris Paul, and so he's maybe doing some big self-reflection, and Russell Westbrook's now had not one but two superstars leave him, and maybe he's needed to have to do some self-reflection.
And they're looking around the league, they're like, the Lakers are good, the Clippers are good.
Maybe we need to come to an understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't see this thing working, man. I just don't. So that's kind of where I was at, man. That's where I'm at with it.
I'm upset though. I wanted to see the Pacers down in OKC this upcoming season.
Well, hey, who's trading for Chris Paul now? I mean, I don't know if like
not Miami. I don't think Miami's like no.
And I thought about maybe Philly because they might need a guard, but like who are they?
If Chris Paul goes to Minnesota, does that change that team enough to put them in a conversation?
Of getting in the playoffs, yeah.
But doesn't send them over that top?
I don't think it sends. Because I'm not a believer in Wiggins, and I'm not, and I don't know where I'm at with Karl Anthony Towns.
Because like, I would imagine Wiggins would have to be in that trade with whoever else and that kind of stuff. But does Chris Paul make Karl Anthony Towns that much better?
Yeah, I mean, like, he'll make him better, maybe not dramatically better.
Gotcha. Not MVP.
Chris Broussard threw out, what if you offered Chris Paul, Ben Simmons, Chris Paul swap? Because I think Chris Paul might help because they need some guards that can shoot and it'd work for OKC because they get like a guy they can now build around.
Oh, that is such a sneaky good. Yeah.
That's the one to me. And all of a sudden now you put Chris Paul with Horford, Embiid, Tobias Harris. That's a decent little squad there.
And then you give OKC their building block for the future.
They got their guy. They got all these draft picks. They get a direction where it's like, all right, we're building everything around our 6'10 point guard Ben Simmons. But I don't know if Philly wants to do that trade. It's interesting, right? It's interesting. So, yeah, it feels like all the dust is settling, but we still got one more domino to fall, and that's Chris Paul. Now, where is he going to go? Where is he going to go? All right, Vers, 1 o'clock hour. Coming up next, Mike Schaefer. Huskers 24/7 Sports. Schaefer, next.